Tyrone. Now I know why the sister hisses every time I call her Caramel Cutie. That'd be the last thing she wants to hear. She's proud of her African self, and I'm down with that. That's why I be wearing my kufi every chance I get. I wonder if the sister's into African music. I gotta ask her about that sometime. Maybe I could hook up some African drum music to go with her poetry for the assembly Teach told us about. She could read her stuff and I could play DJ. Yeah, I could get into that.
Devin. I look up from my lunch tray and catch Tanisha's eye while she stands in the cafeteria line. We nod. Yo, brother, says Tyrone, thinking I'm nodding to him. I wave and turn away. Tanisha is one fine sister, but I never say that to her face. She gets tired of hearing it from all the other guys. They look at her and that's all they see. What's on the surface. That's what she told me when we talked once after Open Mic Friday. We talked about superficial judgments, how people look at you and think they know who you are, what you are, how they put you in a box. Jock, China doll, whatever. That's one thing me and Tanisha got in common. We know all about being put in a box. I feel like I'm gonna be climbing out of the one marked dumb jock all my life. Hey, jump shot. I hear somebody call me from behind. It's Mike from the basketball team. I nod, then go back to reading Imamu Amiri Baraka's preface to a 20-volume suicide note. Mike slams his tray down beside me and sits. What's that you reading? Baraka? I tell him. Poetry. Oh, right. You got that class. At first, I don't say anything. Then I decide, nah, man, it's not for class. I'm reading it for me, actually. You got to be kidding. Nope. That's so lame, man. I keep my finger in the book and turn to face him. You ever read Baraka? No answer. You should check him out. Hey, do what you want, man. I ain't interested. Mike picks up his tray and moves to another table, shaking his head. I go back to my reading, seeing as how he'd given me permission and all. Forget this. Tonight our team plays Bronx Science. When I get on the bus with the rest of the guys, I'm taking a copy of Baraka's book with me to read, and I'm gonna make sure everybody sees it. Especially Mike.